Fowler. Dale, morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning. Always great to be with you, Tom. Hello from Springfield.
Seen the budget yet, Dale?
No, we have not. We're gathering in this morning at 9 a.m. Of course, this is supposed to be our last scheduled day. We're supposed to adjourn today. Obviously, we're not going to because there has not been a procurement bill or a vehicle bill brought to the Senate or the House. So should know something more this morning. We're going to have a caucus meeting about 30 minutes before we gavel in. Hopefully, we'll have some information then. But it looks as though, as of right now, Tom, it looks as though we will probably come back next week. This way it's looking.
Okay, good. Thank you for that note. Appreciate it. House Bill 2018, it says House Bill, but it originated in the Senate because I believe the primary sponsor was President Dan Harmon on this gun I call it the gun marketing bill. There's more to it than that. That's my attempt to simplify. But this would give the ability for Kwame Raoul to be able to go after gun sellers based on their content for their marketing using the called the Firearm Industry Replenishment Act or whatever, uses Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Practices Act to stay to be able to stop marketing to children and promoting illegal militia activity.
Right. It's a heated debate, of course, on the floor yesterday in the Senate. You know, we just feel obviously this is, I can't imagine this really going anywhere, Tom, but, you know, this is just another target on our gun manufacturers here in the state of Illinois and our Second Amendment rights. You know, this is going to just drive more business, more manufacturers out of the state, we feel. I have some Senate colleagues that have gun manufacturers within their district, and they're talking with them as well. And, it doesn't look promising for the state of Illinois with gun manufacturing and those jobs.
Governor's going to sign it. Think it'll end up in court?
There's a good chance. I think, State Rifle Association, NRA, are going to be heavily involved in this, of course. And, you know, we'll see where it goes. But there's a chance it probably could, it very possibly could.
Okay. Now, there was a couple of other bills that really caught my attention as I was reading yesterday afternoon. One in particular, because I think I'd been talking with Brad Cole yesterday morning, so it was on top of my mind, and that is unfunded mandates. And when I look at this new proposed law to make all Illinois government vehicles all electric by 2030, I said all electric. That's not exactly correct. Zero emission. There are other ways to achieve that. And at some point, apparently, in this legislation, it wasn't just state vehicles. It was a mandate for local municipalities, cities, counties. They would have to do the same. That was amended?
Absolutely. They would have to do the same, and it also includes our schools, you know, our school buses. That's the reason why I guess we're seeing some possibility of some EV bus manufacturing in the state of Illinois. There's currently one small manufacturer in Joliet. There is some interest about Southern Illinois on that initiative, but yeah, this is just another overreach of just really putting pressure on our local governments, our municipalities, our schools. We're all for zero emissions. We know that, but let's get the process right. Let's take our time. Let's do it right, and let's go from there. Because it's another overreach of putting pressure on the state of Illinois.
Now, my understanding was that the amended vehicle here that was carrying this government vehicles all zero emissions act, that they had removed the local municipality, small town USA, had been removed. Just state vehicles, not local. Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, you know, the other one that we're altogether familiar with, especially during the time of COVID and carry out food in polystyrene, is polystyrene going to be outlawed in the state of Illinois, or more specifically, any vendors that have anything to do with the state of Illinois? Say, for instance, you're at a Coin State Fair, you're selling fried chicken, it comes in a styrofoam container. You wouldn't be able to do that.
That's their plan. You know, that's the plan. you know, it's just another overreach. You know, there's more. The thing that's just really disturbing here, Tom, is there's so much more important things we need to be focusing on in the state of Illinois right now, especially the budget, education, funding the developmentally disabled. And, you know, and here we are working on legislation such as trying to outlaw styrofoam, you know, taking our guns away. List goes on and on. So the priorities just aren't in order.
Dennis just sent a note that get right to me. Dennis just sent the note, says, an electric snowplow truck? See, now, because you and I grew up on the farm, we look at this a little differently, and I think more practically when you think about this, a school bus in the middle of nowhere in rural Gallatin County and batteries and, cold weather. And the electric snowplow truck, really, that kind of encapsulates, we haven't seen one of those yet.
Right, exactly. And that's a great point from Dennis, because, my district is 4,800 square miles. 59th Senate District, 4,800 square miles. You know how many roads and how many miles that these buses travel within my district? It's just not feasible. And, these cars don't travel very far on batteries. You can imagine the stress they'll have on these buses. And are they going to force them to convert them? Are they going to force them to buy new buses? Is it going to raise our property taxes? The list goes on and on.
Now, there's a bunch of other stuff that I wanted to talk about, including the environmental justice proposal. That passed 5748, and it was interesting. Refine the process for permitting sources of air pollution. Nobody goes and says, I'm going to make air pollution. That's my job. I need a permit. The way that was worded, I thought was very awkward, but anybody who might, it would change that and opening a business in Illinois for a lot of people. But there's something that I've been wanting to talk to you about for like 2 weeks. You have a piece of legislation, and I'd like to know its status, too. You're trying to get ahead of a problem. We know it exists. We're already hearing about it on the national level, dealing with new energy sources and how we dispose of them. In this case, solar panels, and more importantly, in my opinion, the blades of wind turbines.
Absolutely. It's Senate Bill 1160, Tom, and should go through the House today. We all see what's going on in Southern Illinois with all of our the solar fields that they're projecting and proposing to build, and all over the state of Illinois. And what we found out is these solar panels that have lead and cadmium in them, are going to landfills. So what this legislation does is it encourages the solar recycling and the benefits of renewable energy recycling, just not only solar panels, but you mentioned wind turbine blades, to keep them out of landfills. I saw a segment on CBS just not long ago about them burying these solar panels and these blades. So the initiative is to keep these solar panels and blades out of the landfills, and also to focus on the recycling, because there's benefits to these solar panels and turbine blades. And so, there's a lot of interest about solar panel and recycling companies that are looking at Southern Illinois, and also we're looking at solar panel manufacturing for Southern Illinois. But the main thing is keep these panels out of the landfills. They all have purpose. There's actually these machines that are being manufactured now, and one's coming to Illinois in the next couple months, where they just insert the solar panel, and it takes the solar panel and makes it into all
its fundamental components.
It all has purpose. It all has purpose, and it keeps it out of the landfill. And that's the main thing. And we want to recycle, because the industry shows the solar panel recycling market actually in 2021 was $78.1 million, and to fast forward, they're projecting by 2030 that it'll be a $1.8 billion business to recycle solar panels. That's just solar panels. That does not even include the wind turbine blades.
And that's what I was going to ask you about, because I've read numerous articles that just flat out claim they can't be recycled. I have a hard time fathoming in that we would create these huge pieces that have no future beyond their lifespan, and they do have a definitive lifespan. I mean, is there something that can be done, and why can't they be recycled?
Absolutely, they can. And this task force that was established last year, they're part of this legislation is for them to complete the study on what the process is going to be to keep these panels out of the landfill, and also the recycling. The recycling is already starting to go on.
Okay.
And there's going to be millions of panels that we've got to keep out of the landfills, and there's millions of panels that can be recycled for purpose, as you alluded to.
All right, Senator Dale Fowler. Dale, we've got 30 seconds. What should I be watching for today and tomorrow in Springfield?
Well, we're obviously the budget, top priority. I'm going to be ready to come back next week. We all are. We're fortunate that the governor announced the comeback of the Blue Collar Jobs Act. That's pretty exciting for Southern Illinois, which supports large scale economic development activity. So that's going to be a focus. I'm getting that word out as we speak to all of our businesses in Southern Illinois and Illinois as a whole to let them know that these incentives are there to bring business to Southern Illinois, to bring business back to Southern Illinois. But the priority is going to be the budget, no question about that. I hope that we're going to be well represented in Southern Illinois with the budget, especially focusing on our developmentally disabled and our economic development projects, as you well know, I've been working on for a long time.
Senator Dale Fowler.